Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Second Date Update, Victoria. Look at this brave soul checking in. How are we doing today?
Hi, Frito and Katie. I'm pretty excited to talk to you, too.
Excited to hear from you, Victoria.
I guess I'm not as excited to be on Second Date Update, but...
Yeah. I was thinking that's a weird thing to be excited about.
I don't know. I'm just sort of hoping maybe it'll work out. I know it's like probably long odds, but I want to try.
The excitement is because occasionally it does work out.
It does, yes.
And we don't know. So let's get to the basics of this. Why don't you start by telling us about this guy and what's going on?
Okay. Well, to just back up and tell you a little bit about me, I just got out of a relationship a few months ago, and my ex was, he was just a real piece of work, and I'm just trying to get back out there.
Sure.
I just want to meet some new guys, and I'm pretty grateful for the dating apps because there's just, you know, a lot of options out there, even though some of them are not so good, but still.
I was gonna say.
Well, it's a good thing. It does make it a little bit easier. Yeah. I hear that.
It does. It does. And so anyway, this new guy and I, we met online and went on a pretty standard date, I'd say. Like, it wasn't really anything like creative or crazy, but it was just, we had a really nice time, and he was just a really great guy. He was like sweet and nice and kind of quiet. I just thought he was great.
Okay, well, that's all positive. So where'd it go bad?
Yeah, that's, I don't know. I think maybe he was too nice to tell me he wasn't into me. Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, he seemed attractive to me. It was like I didn't get any bad vibes from him or any red flags or signals or anything. I don't know. I was thinking maybe I'm hotter in my pictures than I even realized.
Don't say that. Good Lord.
I don't know. I think I'm pretty good at angles, and I was pretty picky about which pictures I posted. So maybe he thinks I catfished him. I don't know. I'm just grasping at straws. I have no idea.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah,
way different. Not just I was standing straight on instead of a slight angle.
It would have to be so. Yeah, you'd know.
I didn't do our whole date from a 45 degree.
Jeez. Well, look, we'll quit grasping at straws. We're going to get Bill on the phone. We're going to talk to him at 725.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
So that was Victoria. Victoria sounded wonderful, didn't she? Said they went on a great date. She's mildly worried that she might have catfished him because she's very good at angles. I don't think that that's the case, but you never know until you ask. So Bill's on the line. Hey, Bill, are you there?
Hey, who is this?
Bill, it's Frito and Katie.
Oh, okay, from Y100.
Yes.
Is this that second date thing?
Yes, that's us, and yes, this is. So for those of you who are unfamiliar, we are offering Bill a phenomenal second date package, okay? So he'll get to build his dream date, anything he wants to do, wherever he wants to go. The only catch, if you could call it catch.
It's a catch. It's a catch.
Are you familiar with the catch, Bill?
Yeah, I don't get to choose, right? This is up to you guys.
You got it, Bill.
Yes,
we've got a name for you.
We pick the girl, and so we've got one. How do you feel about going out with Victoria again?
I don't know. I was kind of freaked out by her a little bit. I don't know.
She seemed super nice.
Yeah.
She freaked you out. How? What happened?
Whenever y'all were talking to her, did she bring up that she was newly single?
She did. Yeah, she said her ex was a piece of work, if I remember.
Yeah. There were some issues there for sure.
Yeah, well, so she, this is the first date, right? And she brought that up a couple of times, and it was all right. There was no red flags or anything at that point. But then towards it was maybe a little bit too much information. She brought up this crazy story about how she was getting revenge on her ex. And especially for a first date, it kind of caught me off guard. I was a little bit taken aback by it.
Vengeance?
Okay. Revenge.
All right.
Sometimes warranted.
Okay.
Let's see. Because we do have Victoria on the phone.
All right. Of course she is.
Yeah. Victoria, do you want to talk about, I mean, like Katie said, different degrees of vengeance.
Yeah. What are we talking about here, Victoria?
Yeah.
How bad was this?
Define bad. I mean, basically, you know, we've been dating for a year, and he got my best friend, well, my ex-best friend, my former best friend, he got her pregnant.
Oh, and, God.
Victoria.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Oh. It was really bad. And I mean, she was my best friend.
Yeah, I cannot imagine.
I went a little bit nuts. And I guess I would say that his car ended up in a ditch and his clothes may or may not have been accidentally bleached in the bathtub.
Are y'all here? That's a lot. That's, you wrecked that guy's stuff.
Yeah, well, he wrecked my life. So I know that I could look like a nut job, but he had it coming. I mean, Katie, am I right? Like, if something like that happens, I think most women are just gonna like scorch the earth, you know, just burn it all down. And now I feel like I did that. I'm done. I've moved on. So, you know, I feel like unless you're going to be a serial cheater or something, like, you don't have anything to worry about. Like, that was a one-off. Like, I can't imagine like that happening again. And it was bad.
I mean, you just brought it up. You brought it up on a first date. It seemed like a lot
for
me just getting to know you. And I think that, like, I would have to worry about that. Like, you brought it up a bunch of times, and I feel like that was something that I would have to worry about a lot if we continued to go forward with this. Like, because I feel like if I messed up in any way, shape, or form, I would have to think about what you did to this other guy, and then I would just be kind of walking around thinking that this was going to happen to me, that I was just going to lose all my stuff, my house was going to get burned down or something crazy.
So you're afraid, you don't know what could push her to that point. She's already gone there once.
Exactly, yeah. I don't know her. We just met and she already brought this stuff up. So, I mean, it's already trending that direction.
Well, I wanted to be just upfront and honest about what had been going on in my life. And I feel like now I don't even have a best friend anymore. So that's off the table.
Yeah, you can't get her pregnant. She's already pregnant.
Do you have any other friends out there? Are you worried about Bill? Is that what you're worried about? Or what are we thinking?
Well, there's all kinds of things. There's all kinds of scenarios this could go.
Yeah, I know.
Is there anything that she could say maybe, Bill, to make you feel better, to salvage the situation, to end up on a second date, or what are you thinking?
I mean, I don't really know. I'm already a little bit freaked out, and this is kind of coming out of the blue anyway, so it kind of seems like even more, I don't know. I don't see any scenario where I could get past this and that I could feel comfortable in any type of relationship with her.
It is hard, man.
Like, God, I thought we really hit it off. I mean, are you going to be a cheater?
Victoria, it's living in his head. Like, this is hard because I'm usually a person that says, like, if you're someone that goes to those extremes, that is definitely a red flag. But holy crap. Like,
I get the idea of seeing red, but it's the car. I don't even so much care about the clothes. It's the car.
It's her, but it's the car. Best friend pregnant. I mean, that's gigantic. Wow. Guys, I'm sorry this didn't work out. Victoria, I'm glad you're not with that guy anymore.
Oh, my gosh, girl. Yes.
Good Lord. What a scumbag.
He showed his true colors eventually. I know you wasted a year, but it wasn't any longer than that. So.
Good night. Well.
Count your blessings on that, I guess.
Guys, thank y'all so much for being on the show today.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.